The Guardian.
He says the number of refugees and internally displaced people are on the rise again after several years of falling because a lot of refugees, for example, went back to Afghanistan. Once again, we've seen that the overall numbers rise to what the UNHCR are saying is unprecedented level. They're talking about the number of refugees rising from nearly 10 million to 11.4 million by the end of last year. And internally displaced, that's people forced from their homes but remaining within the borders of their own country, has risen from 24 to 26 million. So it's a very serious problem that's on the rise, and there are long-term factors that suggest it will go on and get worse for some time.
What we are witnessing is a trend in the world in which more and more people feel threatened by conflict, threatened by their own governments, threatened by other political, social, ethnic or religious groups, threatened by nature retaliating against human aggression. Climate change is the example of that, and recently also threatened by the new global trends in world economy, plus the structural change in the energy and food markets. Now, all these tend to combine to create an environment in which it's easier to trigger unrest, to trigger conflict, to reignite war. And this is accelerating the displacement a little bit everywhere all over the world.
Julian, these new refugees and internally displaced people, they're not always coming from the places that one might expect.
No, not at all. The big clusters are around Afghanistan and Iraq, where neighbouring countries are hosting millions of refugees, often in very poor circumstances. But there are surprises in there. For example, the biggest number of internally displaced people in the world is in Colombia. Because of this long-running insurgency, the numbers have built up, and they don't have much international visibility either. So that's one of the problems, that these people are living in camps without much international support, and their numbers are rising.
He describes climate change as nature's retaliation against human aggression. How does global warming increase the potential for creating refugees?
It makes a number of conflicts over natural resources, most obviously water, sharper and more common. And the example that he gives is Darfur, where there's a political dimension there, but there is also a competition for increasingly scarce water and land between nomads and farmers, and that's been a driving force. So he's concerned that with the advance of climate change, there will be more of these conflicts and therefore more refugees, more internally displaced.
And he also says there's a greater reluctance to receive refugees. Why should that be?
Well, partly because of the global circumstances. There's a global slowdown. There are higher food prices, so it's more expensive to deal with refugees. But also there's donor fatigue, if you like, about refugees. People are just weary of dealing with humanitarian assistance. A lot of emphasis in recent years on development and sustainability, and funding humanitarian ventures isn't as attractive to donors as it once was.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.